Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Audio Labs. 3, 2, 1.
Leonardo Space Art, Science and Culture. Visions for the 21st Century. Recorded March 2019.
Ask your own question and answer it. Annick Bureau. Well, I've got all the difficult questions in this set of game, of card game. The question I would like to ask everybody else, somehow, which is why I studied again the Leonardo workshops, is why space tourism? Why is everybody so excited about space tourism? When we started the workshop in the late 90s, 1990s was wishful thinking, and which is becoming closer and closer to reality with, okay, only a few tourists by now, but it's becoming more and more possible. And considering what we have done on Earth with tourism, I'm not sure that this is the exact model that we should bring to space. And I don't really understand what it means for space tourism. What's the point? What's the goal? You know, just going up there and coming back. I think this is totally futile. In the 20th century, I thought it was not achievable, that it was just a dream. So I didn't care that much. Now that it is becoming, again, almost for real in the near future or achievable, I think it is just wrong and more negative than a positive thing to do.
3, 2, 1.
My name is Regina de Miguel. What is life? What is extraterrestrial life? I know it's a very difficult question, but for me it's very useful to think that I have limits to understand what is life. So, probably there is a lot of forms of life, also in our planet, a kind of dark biosphere that we can't understand and also perceive, and probably is the same out of our planet.
Marco Volponi. So, why I'm here? I mean, I came here because I think that we need more involvement of everybody, and if we, let's say, want to not live only in this planet, because it's not only a scientific challenge; it's mainly a scientific challenge at present. But if people don't care, that it will never happen. So it's strange because I mean, if you talk about space with people, especially the young one, you know, they're like, whoa, yes, we have to do it, but then they just don't care anymore growing. So in my opinion, we have to really keep the people involved, and then everything will become natural.
Susmita Mohanty. Going forward from the year 2019, how can we use space to create utopias for the future and inspire the new generation? I think that for the longest time, the concept of space and space exploration that young people around the world have had is primarily from Hollywood and NASA. I think it's very important going forward that we create a notion of cosmopolitan cosmonautics, or what I would like to call secular exploration, where we bring out the best stories from around the world, whether it's from New Zealand or China or Congo or Ireland, the world over. And the narrative needs to be global. Not only should we be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the last Apollo landing, but we should also be celebrating the arrival of the Chinese rover on the far side of the moon.
Kevin, Bartoli. So maybe it's like a question which is like embedded into the project itself, but it's also a kind of speculative question. It's like, how can we imagine like the economic sphere or the economic field as it is now with this kind of full governance of the offshore banking system normalized as a main economical system with the space as a territory. So trying to rethink the boundary of the economic space with the unlimited, infinite space as a territory. And it's really a kind of science fiction or science fiction-esque exercise. And to try to imagine how the economy can and will deploy in space. So starting from Luxembourg as a origin point, rather than thinking like space exploration with NASA, and imagine like what is the future of economy when it deploys into the realm of space and the universe. So it's a kind of exercise of quantum physics in a way. Every rational of economy is transformed, bounded, derived by this like horizon. And I mean, for us, it's very exciting to imagine like all the new schemes, loopholes, legislative possibilities of inter-extraterrestrial economics. So it's, yeah, I would say this is my question, and I've not really answered, but like many billions of possibilities, so it's like also an infinite like field of, I don't know, thinking.
Des pastilles, ear, à sucer pour l'oreille, candy.